A reading from Luke 7, 41-43. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts for both. Now which one of them will love him more? Simon replied, "I suppose the one with the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said.
This is a continuation from the episode of the sinful woman coming into the Pharisee's house. Here we see Jesus, the teacher, but what's so wonderful about this is the lesson is so simple. He just asks a very simple question, and there's only one answer. The person that has the bigger debt canceled will be more appreciative, which really relates back to the sinful woman weeping and cleaning Jesus' feet with her hair. She's totally been humbled by this situation and her own knowledge of who she is and who Jesus is.
Right. Well, when we've been saved from a greater disaster or destructive life, there's a greater sense of gratitude in us. And there's a real danger when we've been pretty much in control of our lives and our sin hasn't necessarily led us into big destructive holes to become somewhat self-righteous and almost and subtly believe, well, I really wasn't saved for much. I was pretty good to begin with. But Jesus really puts it in contrast. And when you recognize and are alert to how deep your sin condition is, regardless of how it's exposed outwardly, and whether you were unfortunate and ended up in a big hole or were able to miss that in some ways, when you recognize that, there's a great gratitude in you for what Jesus has done.
One of the things I've learned in my own life is that when you're in that comfort zone you're describing, and Jesus has been kept to feel far away from you because you don't want to move out of that comfort zone, no matter what you're doing there. The inclination is to become an amazing excuse maker. You can come up with a reason for everything you've done, and it all sounds great. But when Jesus comes into the picture, you see that you've been telling yourself these very small and always increasingly large and lethal lies.
Yep. It's so easy to get self-blindsided of to know what's really going on. Other people's faults, other people's struggles seem so obvious to us, other people's character flaws, but we have an ability sometimes to give ourselves far more grace than we're giving to others. And Jesus makes a simple warning here. This religious person, this Pharisee, was missing that apart from the steadfast love, the chesed of God and his care, the Pharisee had nothing to bank on, and yet he was giving himself credit for being such a righteous person.